Maybe the show isn't funny.
Why are you laughing? He's laughing and literally like nothing has happened. We're just like, all I said was, hey, we're going to start.
And maybe things don't
We're going to start the show now. Let's get going. You were thinking about something else?
Well, something I was going to talk about.
Okay, get your head in the game. Hey, it's game time, buddy.
To those who think that this show's the best.
What do you like to pee and poo?
NEAS Sound Podcast. NEAS Sound Podcast.
Oh, yeah. NEAS Sound Podcast. And that special sound you're going to get today is Milo walking in and out and clank, clickety clacking. Because, of course, this week we're joined by a very special guest who would be normally taking Milo's attention while I'm recording the podcast. And Milo cannot be on his own. He needs constant attention. This person, she's my better half. She's, of course, we had Ben's girlfriend, Sahara, on last week. And then we'll talk a little bit about, because we saw her. We went to her show to support her, unlike somebody. We'll get to that. Yeah, that's right, everybody. Not everybody was there, I'll just say, of the three of us. And guess what? Spoiler, you're not going to guess who is the person who wasn't there. It's going to blow your mind. So Milo's back, but she is, of course, pregnant. It's not a competition, but, she's pregnant and we live together. And so there's a lot of sort of things that maybe make it more special for her to be coming on the podcast. And it is, of course, Ariel. Ariel, thank you for joining us.
Hello. You're welcome.
So Ben, did you want to say anything, like hello or anything, or?
Hi Ariel.
Hi Ben.
Did you call him Ben?
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta call him. You cannot do that. No, you can't.
I call him Ben in real life, so I thought I'd switch it up.
Oh yeah, that's true. That is true. So, I teased it a little bit, but I think we should get right into it. Sahara mentioned she had her big Just for Laughs show, their JFL Vancouver debut at JFL. Is it right? Is it her first show at JFL Vancouver? Did she do any last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, the
first one. Okay, so first festival, safe to say, or has she done any other festivals?
Probably not for stand-up. Maybe
probably not for stand-up. So this is a big, huge thing. And that's what Ariel and I thought to ourselves. Is we thought, this is a can't-miss. You know, we don't live very close. Man does. Man lives very close. We live quite far away now. And so, yeah, this was a situation where we had to go and, you know, drive all the way into downtown. In our car,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
We have a car.
We parked precariously.
We parked in sort of Ariel's sort of, she is like, can be a little liberal in her views of the parking laws and says, oh, you can park there. Definitely.
Yeah, you know,
you got enough space, but it's like, it's kind of iffy. You know what I mean? It's like, there's a reason why every other space is taken except for that one, you know, because other people are like, I don't know if I want to risk it. But hey, we got off, right? We didn't no parking ticket. It was a great spot. It was a fantastic spot. Ben, now, oh, nice fucking car going by. Good Lord. So we thought, this is, you know, can't miss. We're definitely going to go. We bought tickets. I think they cost like, you would have been on the go for free. We bought tickets because we're not, you know, a partner of the one of the performers or whatever. So we pulled, I think these were $100 each. I think they're $100 each. But we thought to ourselves, fuck, we're not missing this. And can I say, we had our most important midwife appointment that evening that we said, we're just going to cancel that. They're like, you really need to go to this one, like, for the baby's sake. This is a really important one that you really kind of can't miss. And we were like, sorry, our friend has a very important stand-up comedy show. I mean, Ariel thought at one point that she was going into labor.
Yeah.
So she thought she was going into labor. And so we thought to ourselves, like, should we go to this show? Like, it seems like she might be in the first stages of labor, but that's like, we're not even active labor. So we got a time. And we thought, no, we got to go to this. Even if she ends up giving birth in the crowd of this show, we cannot miss this. And so we show up there and, I mean, we save a seat beside us, of course. We save a seat and everybody's coming and trying to sit there because it's the best fucking seat in the house. And where every single person that comes, we say, absolutely not. Our friend Ben is coming and he will be sitting in that very seat to support his girlfriend. And can you tell us what happened, Ben?
I had acting class.
Oh my god. So this guy is, and let's remind everybody, and god, I hope your acting teacher never, you know, somebody I've mentioned, I sent this to you, I don't know if I've mentioned it on the podcast, because somebody that, like, one of the groups that you're, like, sort of affiliated with, you know, one of your little comedy gangs that you're, like, a part of, it all of a sudden wanted to follow me on Instagram. And I thought, very, very suspicious. But Ariel, you listen to the podcast, right?
Yeah. And actually, can we backtrack?
Whoa. Hang on a second. Hang on. What's the backtrack music? Oh, this is the backtrack music, I believe. This is it. Which, if you're a fan of Guys and my stuff with Brian, you know that's the start of the Tuna Fish song from the Grease Man.
Just wanted to ask Ben, did you avoid doing the silly stuff successfully, or did you have to make up for it in this class?
Oh, that's a great question. because of course Ben skipped last class because they're like, hey, you're gonna have to step out of your side of your comfort zone, and he's like, oh no, that's not what I'm looking for. That's not what I'm looking for at all.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad for me. I have some stories about what happened to other people.
You have stories about what happened to other people, so you're going to tell other people's stories. Wow, okay. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, hey, hopefully they don't have podcasts. Do you know what I mean? Hopefully they don't have podcasts telling the same story. All of a sudden now, lawsuit time. We're absolutely screwed. We're just going to be... maybe even arrested. I don't know if I don't know if that would be considered criminal or tort law. Sorry, some fucking guy who I pranked.
Oh, one of them.
Wait, hang on.
Trouble. I don't know if I should say it.
Hang, don't. This guy cut me off. This guy.
Power to Ben.
I was ramping up there to really. That's the first time that this has ever happened. On the podcast, where that is an official band cutoff. I mean, because I really wanted to say, I was in the middle of a thought, how I was saying how the tort law and the civil law, and I was going to say very funnily, you know, how the guy I pranked, who his name was Bill Maher, and he's a business owner. He got really mad at the prank I did, and he started threatening legal action and saying a lot of things like civil and tort law and criminal proceed, all this stuff. So that was what I was trying to do.
The acting classes are working.
Well, really? So at the acting class, they teach you steamrolling? I mean, give me a break. I mean, this is give or take, give and take here. Imagine me saying that. I literally talk for 98% of, and constantly interrupt you. I think I've done it already in this episode. So we were at the show. We watched the show. You weren't there. Did you hear about it? This is interesting. Because I think we'll say how it was, and then you can say sort of, because you probably heard, right? Did Sahara tell you at all about it?
Yeah.
Okay, I bet I know. I bet I know something that she told you. Not to get ahead of myself here. So, okay, so we're watching the show. We go to the show, and it's nobody's there when we're first there. It was
except
okay.
Sahara's mom.
Hmm?
Sahara's mom was in front of us.
Oh, Sahara's mom was in front of us. Okay, I did not know that. I saw like that she talked to her in the show, but I didn't sort of put two and two together. That was the person who was in front of us. Okay, so it was very empty in the beginning, and I was very worried. I thought, this is not going to be good. This is going to be like one of bands, you know, strip club shows or whatever. That could get really nasty. You know, a couple of surly drunks or whatever, and things aren't going well. So, but it started to fill up, and it became quite a full, you know, nice crowd, and it was. The mic wasn't working. Off the top, no microphone, zero mic alert. So the host of the show had to just talk with no mic, and I think it threw him off a little bit, which makes sense. You know what I mean? It's like you need to have a microphone, right? I mean, talking to yours right now.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So Harrison.
Ariel.
Hello. Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Don't jump ahead in the fucking story. Just because you don't know how to tell the story.
Maybe he's backtracking.
No, he's not. He's forward tracking. He's fast forwarding. Sorry. Okay. No, it's okay. No, you go ahead. You go ahead. I've been talking a lot to my therapist about how I treat you on the podcast. And my therapist says that I need to respect your opinion and make it more open and welcoming for you to speak and speak freely and feel comfortable. With that, say your piece, and then we, right, you and I together,
yeah, at the same time,
and also the little guy down there, right? I mean, we got a baby in there for crying out loud.
Why are you gyrating,
baby? Why am I gyrating? Because one of the hottest pop stars around is on the radio? I don't know. So, Ben, you say your piece, because I learned that I have to respect you and make you feel welcome to say what you want to say. So, please go ahead.
Well, I was trying to relate what I knew to what you were saying, but I don't know if it'll wreck the story now.
Oh, no, I didn't press anything. That's real crickets. Oh no. I'm gonna be talking to my therapist about this one. Oh goodness, therapist. Ah, gosh darn, done it again. That's my show. Oh gosh darn it, therapist. So Ben, this is what you know on the podcast, Ariel. We asked Ben what he got up to this week, but I mean, we should talk after we finish this story. Do you want to talk maybe a little bit about what you got up to this week as well? Okay, because we have two guests on. You know, I mean, Ben's a host, I guess, technically. So the show's going along, though they get a microphone that's working. But you know, it's working, but it's not, it's hanging on by a thread, you know, the cord, there's cord issues. You can hear it, you know, when it's like going in and out and you're like, fuck, man, you hate it. And listen, I don't want to get on the sound first. No. It was, listen, it I felt bad. So what ended up happening was it started to really go out when Sahara was on stage. So Sahara had to do a large, like the middle part of her set had the mic cutting out. The beginning didn't, and then she got a new mic and then it was working fine. She still did fantastic and was fucking hilarious. And it's a small enough room. You're small, you're in a confined space, and she projects enough. projects enough. I shouldn't say that. That's no longer an issue for you. Honestly, it was Raquel that taught you to do it.
Yeah, she helped me.
She yeah. Well, she didn't teach me, you know. She gave me some tools and I did the work. Yeah. That is cool how she taught you how to project and then also made you feel like you did it. Like, she's a wonderful teacher. No, I mean, you did. Obviously, you did. I mean, it was like, you know, it's night and day. As soon as that happened, it was wild. He just, like, all of a sudden was, like, talking as loud as I was. It was completely wild. So yeah, she did fantastic and she was super funny. This is the first time that I've seen her do stand up, and she was super fucking funny. My kind of comedy, right up my alley. And of course, I know she's listening. I'm not going to be like trashing her. But at the same time, if she didn't have a good set and wasn't funny, I wouldn't go on about it either. I'd probably just kind of rush, you know, gloss over it a little bit. Would you have anything to add about the...
It was very good.
It was very good. Yeah, it was
very cute.
It was very cute because she said some cute stuff about you, yeah. Yeah, it made me tear up as well. It was so beautiful and it felt like it was... You want to know the fucked up part about it? It felt like she was doing it thinking you were in the crowd. Like, it was kind of clear, and there was, like, obviously we were right up at the front and there was that big seat that we had, and I was just like, he's not here, and everybody was like, it made it kind of a little bit fucked up for everyone, to be honest.
They're especially like, her mom.
Oh, her mom was there. Her mom was there watching her on stage, just as she's like, oh, you know, pouring her heart out to you, basically. I'll be honest. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. She proposed.
Have you ever met her mom?
Have you ever met her mom?
Yeah, a couple times.
Okay, a couple times, sweetheart. And first off, don't call my mother of my child sweetheart. All right, man, in my head, don't you do that. All right. So, Ariel, what was your week like? What did you get? You actually get up to some interesting things. So this is going to be a bit of a, you know, this is going to be a bit of a break from routine.
I saw a paddleboarder today.
Okay, well that's not. She did just right now. We just watched this Zone of Interest, and what's that's funny to you? Do you know the subject matter of the film? Oh my god! Oh my goodness! That's in such poor taste. To laugh when I say the Zone of Interest.
I napped through the Zone of Interest.
Don't say that. Don't say that you fell asleep in the Zone of Interest. Don't say that. It's a harrowing. It's a horrible.
It's the banality of being evil.
Yeah.
So of course I fell asleep.
Yeah, that's fair. Maybe even Glazer himself might have said, fair enough. You know, that's kind of what I was going for. I kind of did want to lull you to sleep. Maybe not literally, but but we saw it. You saw. I didn't see. We live in a van down by the river, just to be clear. Come on.
A woman who kiss on a very first date is usually a hussy, and a woman who kiss on a second time out is any.
Gotta get to that chorus.
Wait till a third time around, head in the clown's feet on the ground. She's the girl he's glad he's found. She's his chipoopy, 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 chipoopy.
So yeah, we live in a place. I don't know if we've mentioned that, and I don't want to brag. but we can see the Fraser River.
It's a gross river, so it's okay.
It's not like a beautiful river that you're thinking of, but it still is nice. It still is nice to have that flowing water that I can see it right now. If we looked out the window right now beside us, we can look out and see. Ben knows. He's been here. He can attest to this. So, yeah, but I've never seen...
A paddleboarder
ever in that water. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of like tugboats and stuff in there, you know.
It was at the end of Zone of Interest. I looked over.
You looked over. So you were okay. Let's not. You weren't even paying attention in the
it was
zone.
A blank screen.
Oh, it was when it was completely black. Spoiler alert. Yeah, the screen goes completely black at the end. Spoiler alert. What did you get up to this week, though, that's really interesting?
I took Milo to the park today.
No. She's doing this on purpose. No, you literally went and did pottery and acupuncture. She's like, I took the dog for a walk and saw a paddleboarder. That must be what you're referring to. What else? We also went to another show.
Yeah, we went to Steph Tolov's
last night. We went to Steph Tolov's filth show at the Biltmore, sold out and rowdy, and we were out until the late wee hours. And then I woke up at fucking 4 a.m. to call the guy about his doors. And it was worth it because he lost it completely. But yeah, that was a tough turnaround. I only got the 4 hours of sleep in. So, but enough about me. So how's the pottery? How's the pot? Ben, have you ever pottery? Do you?
No, maybe when I was a little kid.
What the fuck is that supposed to be? It's not Legos. Hey, it's a very adult thing to do. So what is pottery? What happens when you go to pottery class?
I need some clay.
Yeah, I need some clay too to go to pottery class. How many times does that joke get made? You know what I mean?
I don't even think it's called kneading clay. It's just what I call
you just
it.
Okay, so it doesn't get used a lot then. So okay, then that's cool. Then it might be a unique NEAS Sound podcast original joke. So you go, that's like kneading dough. So yeah. you're sort of molding it and you're warming it up. So are you doing it with your fists or?
I cup it in my hand.
You cup it in your hand?
And push it at a 45-degree angle towards the
Oh, that's the nice. Table. Okay, so cup it and 45 degrees towards the table. You visualize that, man?
It's actually called the goat method.
The goat method, the greatest of all time.
Or something like that.
It's called the goat method.
Because
holy
at the end,
shit.
It looks like a goat head.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So it's not a reference to the greatest of all time. That's just, you know, you ever heard of that acronym, Ben?
Yeah.
Of course he has.
What the fuck? This guy's like Keith Bilberry tonight. He's like, he doesn't add anything. He just answers the question. Keith Bilberry's the co-host of Huckabee Show on fucking Trinity Broadcasting Network. I called the Trinity Broadcasting Network people to complain about them getting rid of In Case You Missed It, which is our favorite segment on Huckabee. So when do I get to see some of this stuff? When can I use some of this pottery?
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Okay. Or maybe four.
Maybe four. So right around when the baby's coming.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Whew, we're 3 weeks away, folks, from the baby. Not even. I mean, Ariel keeps saying, like, I don't want to, she didn't say once, I don't want to alarm you. But she's like, you know, she thinks she's going into labor, like, over and over again. So it could happen anytime. Now, what about acupuncture?
Yes, I went to acupuncture and it was a horrible experience this time. Sorry.
Now, no, that's okay. Don't say sorry. That's very regular for this podcast. That's what they're used to. Like a downer of a story. It doesn't really go anywhere. That's going to make them feel at home right there. So,
what so many things happened.
It made you feel sick. Now, you are, as we just mentioned, you're very pregnant. You got your belly is, I love your belly. I'm obsessed with it. It's big, this belly. I mean, she's really 9 months pregnant. She got a big belly and it's like a beach ball kind of, you know, it's kind of like a beach ball and I love it. So it's, it would make sense that, you know, it's things could, a lot of things are happening in your body right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It made me feel sick, but what was I going to say? I forget.
Oh my God, that is perfect. God, you are, thank you so much. For, this is exactly what we talked about, you know? Like, if you could just, like, yeah, if at any point, I mean, losing your train of thought, literally, and just being like, I don't know what I was talking about. Like, is anything where it's like there's any sort of expectation and it's not even close to being met?
I remember now.
Oh, fuck. Okay, let's
the
see.
The acupuncture treatment for pregnant people is to ripen the cervix.
What do you think of that, man?
I've had acupuncture before.
Really? Well, what was yours like?
Yeah, what was yours? How ripe did it get your serve? How ripe? I bet it was ripe enough to bite into.
Well, it made me like extremely tired for like 2 days, and I felt really good after, but I can't really do it because it like knocks me out for 2 days.
Yeah. That's kind of how I feel.
I would like to sincerely apologize for the comment that I made about Van's cervix being so ripe that it was perfect and juicy like a nectarine at the perfect time. You could bite into it and just take a little bite out of it. I apologize. It was in poor taste, not like his cervix, which tastes delicious, like a little nectarine or peach. Tastes the same. One's got fuzz, but they taste the same. One's got fuzz, but they taste the same. They're a peach and a nectarine. Hey, at least one of us is having a good time. So,
I also found out that my benefits ran out.
Yeah.
So I had to pay full price for it.
So that's that's a full price acupuncture. Thank gosh that people don't.
No.
It's called an honest mistake.
But you're the host.
Oh no. Any guys listeners, just ignore that. No need. So let's get into, I mean, listen, we went to two comedy shows. You went, this is 9 months pregnant. You also worked out how many times?
Four
times.
I got a PR.
Four.
I got a personal record.
You got a personal record at what?
At doing Romanian deadlifts.
Personal record on Romanian deadlifts, 9 months pregnant. And so you got a personal record. You went to the gym four times. We went to two comedy shows. Mm-hmm. You went to acupuncture twice and went to pottery. And that was all while 9 months pregnant. What did you get up to this week, Ben?
I went to one comedy show. I went to Nicole Byer.
Nice. How was it?
How was it? Ariel listens to her podcast.
Yeah, she was really funny.
She was.
Sahara likes her a lot.
Okay. And so did you go with Sahara?
Yeah.
Well, I guess, you know, part of the old, the dig yourself out of the hole tour 2024. Yeah, I get it. Okay.
And then, after I saw a guy on the train that's in Hello, It's For You, okay.
Is that really the name? tell me, that cannot be the real name. You're doing one of the ones I did. I'm not even kidding. That can't be the fucking name.
Well, our group chat's called the future, but now it's kind of the past.
Ooh. What if they listen?
Because we had like big plans, and then they never really worked out.
But... Sorry, that's one of your funniest lines, brother. You gotta wait for the laugh on that. We had really big plans and it never really worked out. You gotta hold for applause after a fucking line like that.
That guy that I saw, he's in Sahara's improv group too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the times they'll do that, right? People will be in multiple groups, right? And that's like pretty normal, especially when one of them is completely inactive, basically. So, when was the last time you did any kind of improv?
I think like December.
So, like 2024, you're just like, oh yeah, I'm an actor now. Like, is that was your New Year's resolution to be like a super stuck up actor in 2024?
Yeah, sort of. I'm gonna doing the acting class soon and go back to improv.
You're gonna stop the acting class and go back to improv?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on a second. I'm gonna get the saddest music I've got up for this.
I'm gonna be a writer now.
Yeah, I mean, hey. So you've decided, like, did you make this? Hey, I'm gonna get on the other side of the camera.
Yeah, I was like, this is exhausting.
So was it like, I don't like this? Or was it like, the camera don't love me?
It was annoying to get an agent and tiring, and I don't like class that much.
It's not fun.
No.
I mean, you should be having fun, truly, because it's like the chances of it working out are obviously it's so difficult. There's so many people trying to do it. Not saying that you can't. I think that you can. I mean, that's why I do a podcast with you, because I do think that you're super funny. But it's like you have to enjoy doing it, because if you hate it and then the chances are so bad, it's just like, yeah, I don't know. It's probably not worth it. So, okay. So,
yeah, I think if I write more stuff, it'll be more fun.
You'll enjoy it more.
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened at your acting class?
Oh, good question. What happened at your acting class? Let's hear about it.
Well, one guy did leave early for his improv show, so I could have done that. I didn't really know it was an option to go to Sahara's show.
Dude, she's listening. I mean, come on.
Also, you pay for the class. You can leave whenever you want.
Yeah, you can leave whenever you want. You didn't even show up for one of them. You missed the other one just because you fucking were too scared to do the silly, silly fucking dance or whatever. So, I mean, it's totally up to you.
One person, they had a scene that was sort of comedy. I don't know what it was from, but their scene wasn't really funny. But they said it was comedy. But the person was like, oh, never give me a comedy scene again. Comedy sucks.
Oh.
And that kind of felt bad.
You felt like you're like a representative of comedy, and like as a representative of comedy, you felt like personally.
No, I'm
offended.
Just like in a place where I like don't fit in. Oh, and that person's like the actor that like actually like books stuff the most in that class.
Yeah, I mean listen, some people don't like comedy. Some very normal people don't like any comedy. Definitely, that's very safe to say. I mean, I know a lot of very normal, you know, non-institutionalized in criminal places.
One thing happened was kind of scary.
Oh, cool. Okay. Hang on. Let's put the mystery suspense music on.
Well, they're doing a scene.
Who's they?
And then well, the guy that I know from improv, he was in the scene, but the thing didn't happen to him.
What thing?
Who's the other? I'll tell you.
What the fuck, man? Stop teasing the stuff. I hate you. You teasing it.
The teacher kept talking about, like, you need to, like do stuff. Don't just, like, stand there and talk. And then the guy in the scene was, he wasn't really doing anything. And then, he just looked at him and then he said, strip down.
What?
Sorry?
And then,
Hang on. Who said that?
The teacher.
Oh, no.
Like the guy, that guy that I saw the photo of, Mr. No Credits on IMDb.
Yeah.
This guy might be like he might not have any affiliation with acting whatsoever. He this might be like some sort of, you know, like, what's it through? Where does it take place? Anybody can rent a fucking hall or whatever. Jesus Christ, man. Remember that guy who's like bringing people for auditions and killing them? Yeah, you be careful out there.
Well, he took off his jacket and then he kept telling him to do more. And then, he was about to. He was like, I'm not comfortable. And then he kept telling him to take off his clothes. And then he took off his shirt. And then he's like, okay, you can stop now. So that was pretty weird.
Whew.
Why did he do that?
Well, did he explain?
Well, he explained.
Did he have a good explanation? I'm sure he hasn't used a million times every time he decides he wants to see the bare chest of a student. Okay, let's hear it.
I'm not defending. I just like what he's.
Yeah, no, of course. Don't worry. I'm actually not trying to make it seem like you're. I promise you, we're on the same. We're all on the same side here. We all hate this guy.
Well, he told us a story about how he did a nude scene in a play.
Okay.
For his entire school.
No, what kind of school?
Like acting school, I guess.
I don't know about that. That sounds fishy. I don't know. This guy, he's got no credits.
I have a credit. I have credits.
Ariel has a credit. Ariel has more fucking reason to be teaching this class than that guy. Like, could probably teach you more about the industry. Ariel's dad worked in the industry, in the movie industry. So she knows stuff about it. She worked in it. So, I mean, you know, now you're talking.
I go to two more classes, then I'm going to stop.
This is.
I bet you can demand a refund.
Demand a refund based on the stripping incident. That would easily, you can get your money back. Be like, oh, yeah, you're not going to give me my money back? I'm going to tell fucking everybody about this fucking stripping incident, buddy. 2024, you're toast, my friend. You're as good as done. You never get another fucking, you'll never get another class in your life, man. Start getting really heavy with them. Let's do that scene right now. I'm going to be the guy, and you get heavy with me. Okay, you get heavy with me about, like, you're demanding a refund, and I am because of the shirt off incident, and then, and I'm the teacher, and Ariel's my girl.
Why?
No. You don't want to be my girl?
Fuck that. Okay, he doesn't have the love.
What do you mean? You don't want to be my girl? Okay, what do you want to be? Who do you want to be? I mean, you want to be in the scene?
Oh, I'll figure it out.
Oh, shit. That's fucking improv. Fuck. fuck, we're like coming to, we're like, oh, we're gonna come up with all of our ideas and shit. She's like, I'm gonna fucking do proper improv and figure it out. Okay, here we go. And what the hell? And action.
I didn't like it when you told that guy to strip down.
That was like weeks ago. Why are you bringing it up now?
I want a refund for the class.
You don't feel like you got anything out of my class, young man?
No, it made me pretty uncomfortable.
Take off your pants and show me your dick.
Excuse me.
Right when Ariel was joining the scene, it just plowed right through everybody with just pure despicable vulgarity. I have to at some point clean up my act. I'm going to be a father soon, and I have to at some point clean up my act. I was thinking about that. I put out on the channel just grotesque stuff, you know, that I'm just, you know, I can't show to my children, of course.
He doesn't understand language yet.
Yeah, well, he's not even in the world yet. So, yeah, he doesn't understand anything. But, so let's try it again. Let's try it again. Here we go. Go back to the refund.
Okay. Part. Can I get a refund for the class?
Refund for the class? Are you kidding me?
Excuse me. I have a package delivery.
What the hell? Okay, hang on a second.
It's a bunch of sex dolls.
It's
a bunch of sex dolls.
You're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed to say that. It's clearly not.
It says right here. Tell them what it is.
No, it's not. It's and the sex dolls are.
I need a sex doll for my scene.
Okay. What the fuck? I'm ending the scene. That's so fucked up. That made me feel so uncomfortable when you came in with that. And you were like, yeah, I want a sex doll for my scene. I was like, who is he acting here? Why does this feel like the most genuine fucking line that he's ever delivered? I've acted in a scene with this guy before. I can always tell he's acting. At that moment, I was like, that's fucking genuine. That is a fucking
in the class I'm doing Lars and the New Girl.
Oh, yeah.
My scene has a sex doll.
Yeah, that is fucking true, actually. Okay. That is true. That is true. Lars and the Real Girl. That's interesting. You watch Lars and the Real Girl. Well, today I watched The Zone of Interest. Why are you fucking laughing about it?
Backtracking.
You can't laugh about The Zone of Interest. Okay, we should get into the... we got to get in. Did you do anything else? I guess we could do a longer episode. We could do a bit of a longer episode, right?
Sure.
I just want to thank Ariel for doing this because she's obviously very pregnant. Not to say that I made her do it, just to be clear. I told
her
that
hands
she
are tied.
No, I told her that she doesn't have to if she doesn't want to, even while we were watching Van Ready? The Zone of Interest.
I was falling asleep.
So it's obviously, you know, she's very tired. She had acupuncture today, and
I feel better now.
That's good. Maybe it was all this
talking about sex dolls. Yeah.
Yeah, the stimulating conversation. Okay, what were you saying?
The only other thing I did, I had a stand-up show, but then I got there like 5 minutes before and then it was canceled. Huh. And then I hung out with comics for like 2 hours.
Because
I was afraid to leave. I was going to leave after like an hour and a half, but then I felt uncomfortable to leave.
Why?
Why do you feel uncomfortable to just like leave right away? Be like, oh, like just say to them like, oh, if there's no show on, I'm going to go try to check out a different thing. Or I'm going to try to get home and finish some stuff I got to do or whatever, you know?
Well, I wanted to hang out a little bit, but they're just talking about like politics and like and doing street jokes.
I got you. Sounds fun. So listen, let's go back. Let's backtrack a little bit if we could. And we're going to retake that. Okay. We're going to retake that. So what I want you to do, Ben, is I want you to say, what the fuck? So off time. So what I want you to do now, see, now you've actually made me like forget almost what my plan was. Is this what your plan was to get me so
nobody knew
distracted? What so what I want you to do, Ben, is say I showed up to the comedy show 5 minutes before it started, and then don't say your line until I. All right, ready?
I showed up to the comedy show I was supposed to do 5 minutes before.
And what happened?
It was canceled.
To ruin that so bad. Kiss on a very first date is usually a hussy, and a woman who
kisses on a second time out is anything but fussy. Okay, cancel. God, that's classic, man. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wonder now. I know I attribute the cancellation of shows to you and your. I know sometimes it seems like it could be difficult for you to have any impact on it. Now I have a question for you. Don't take this the wrong way. Is there a window at the venue, and is there a chance that the audience was able to see out the window and see down the street and see that you were walking up to come to do the show, and that they left the venue and decided to cancel the show when everybody left after they saw that you were walking up?
It does have big windows.
Very nice. Very cool to be doing a gig at a place with big windows. That's what you want. You want both big windows. Blinds? No thanks. We want all that. It's, you know, we want those summertime 7:30 shows to be totally sun filled, right? Yeah, that's how good comedy is done. Okay, so that's the story? You just hung out there for 2 hours? Like, did anything happen when you were hanging out there? That's the classic.
Cocaine.
Oh, hang on a second. Like, I did cocaine when you were there?
Yeah, well, two of them kept going outside, and then when I was leaving, I saw them do cocaine.
Oh shit! Okay, what were their names? Just joking. who was doing cocaine? What were their names? I'm just joking.
Were they doing it outside?
Why were they doing cocaine outside? And what were their names? And how do I get a hold of them so I can report them to the proper authorities? You know, it's a classic old person joke. It's like you mention drugs and like, how do I get a hold of them? You know what I mean? Because they're like, oh, I can't. You don't have a way to find drugs? You're like into cocaine at your age and you don't know how to find it? That seems fucked up. Okay, so anything else, Ben, or we'll take it in for the close now?
Letterboxd.
Oh, yeah, we have to do his...
Yeah, just
his...
a movie.
Okay, we'll just do the movie then. Movie time. Oh, that's not the one. This is the one. Wait for band to finish. Okay, so did you change the fucking rating on this? I swear to God, no. I went and looked at it and it was 3 stars and now it's 4 stars.
I think it was always 4.
And it's not a good review. It doesn't make it sound like 4 stars. I don't know that you. I don't know that you're
Four, I don't think it's that good.
Yeah, I don't know that you're in tune with your own rating system. I don't know that you like even really know what it is. Do you know what I mean? I don't know that you could really explain it to anybody. And then I think even if you did explain it, then someone could be like, "Well, what about this one?" And then you, and it would just totally collapse. You'd be like, "Oh yeah, that's
probably
yeah." Fair enough. You don't put a lot of thought into it. You oftentimes do it on the way over. When you used to do it, you'd finish it on the way over or whatever, on the bus or however you were coming over.
I usually watch movies that I think I'm going to like. So I usually give them a good score.
Yeah, that's... yeah. And this one you thought you were going to like.
I didn't like it as much as I...
Why did you? How did you? So this is called. Is it Fremont?
No, it was still good. Fremont.
Fremont. Okay, it's spelled F R E M O N T, but it's Fremont. So, and what is this from? What country is this from?
It's American. The main character is from Afghanistan, and she speaks.
I was just thinking, because it's on Mubi. Isn't Mubi the, like, Asian streaming one?
They just have, like, independent films.
Oh, so am I mixing it up? Is Mubi's not the one that has, like, all the Korean movies and stuff like that?
I don't think so. They have a few.
Oh, okay. I'm mixing it up with something
else.
This
one has good Rotten Tomatoes, and Greg Turkington's in it.
Greg Turkington is in it.
Yeah.
Greg from On Cinema, also known as Neil Hamburger, for those of you who might somehow not know him but know Neil Hamburger. Okay, so let's see your review here. 4 stars, which again, he's got no idea what that means. That means the same.
Who else
is in it?
The guy from The Bear, Jeremy, whatever.
Yeah, Jeremy, whatever. 4 stars. It is interesting, but a bit slow. The story doesn't progress that much, but I think that's what they were going for. Well, no, who would ever be going
Sounds
for that?
Sounds familiar.
So, what is it?
A podcast. I'm just kidding.
I mean, listen, that is accurate for the podcast.
Well, I think the movie's supposed to be like...
But it's a movie.
Like real life, kind of. It's like an indie movie.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you can just say it's boring. It's boring. It's boring.
A little bit.
Boring.
Is there conflict
in it?
Just like a loose, like, general conflict.
Okay. Just like an internal struggle or something?
Yeah.
I hate an internal struggle. I need that struggle external. I want to see that struggle. all right. Well, listen, man. We've been going for way too long. It's almost been an hour, and we're tired. Over here, I don't know why you fucking man was like, I brought my girl on, you bring yours on. It's like, she's fucking pregnant, dude. She's having like, she's very tired. You're still wonderful. Thank you so much, Ariel, for coming on. Ben, do you want to say thank you as well? And maybe congratulations. I don't know.
Thanks for coming on, Ariel. Congratulations on the baby.
Thanks, Ben.
All right, everyone. Thanks so much. Ben, where can people find you?
Instagram, I guess. Ben the intern.
Maybe the show isn't funny quite as often as it should be. And maybe things don't change enough. We're still on. Ben, you can't wait. Like, you just took one. You just took one like 5 fucking minutes ago. You can't wait until... Are you kidding me? He's lighting another one up? Those are like the biggest fucking bowls I've ever seen. God damn.
guy is a smoker.
Oh shit, he just fucking puked and passed out.